A lot of people don't really understand about pain. I do, because I'm a pain nurse. Pain has two purposes. The obvious purpose is to alert you to the fact that something is wrong. If you pick up a too hot plate, the pain is telling you to take rapid action before more damage is done. That's what everyone knows. But pain has a second purpose. The sensation of pain is transmitted from the damaged site to the brain via the nervous system, and the body responds by taking actions to fix the problem, so that healing starts immediately. But sometimes, the pain sensation is inadequate, or is referred. A referred pain is when you feel pain in the wrong place. For example, if you have a heart problem, you can't feel pain in your heart, the pain is felt in your left arm, elbow, and shoulder. That's when the pain nurse comes in. If the pain is insufficient or referred, my job is to boost the pain. I have a number of different techniques that I can use, but rather than give a textbook exposition, I'll describe some case studies. The patients' names are, of course, anonymized. If you want a textbook, I'd suggest Wall and Melzack's Textbook of Pain, available from many online bookshops. Case Study 1. Herbert was a very straightforward case. He had twisted his ankle, but it was so badly twisted that the nerves weren't sending the normal pain messages, and he was walking on it as if it was fine. This, of course, made it worse and worse, and he was in danger of eventually losing his full mobility. To deal with this, I had to set up a situation such that walking on that foot sent pain signals to his brain, because then he would avoid putting his weight on it. I got him to lie supine on my special bed and bandaged his hands to the side rails so that he wouldn't be able to interfere with the treatment. "This is going to sting a bit," I said, and I swabbed his toes with alcohol to make them clean. "Didn't hurt at all," he said. "One moment," I said, and gripped his smallest toe in my right hand and jerked it sideways. The small crack as it broke was immediately followed by the howl of pain that told me that the pain system was working correctly. I sat on his legs to stop him from moving, and splinted and bandaged the broken toe. Now he would stop putting his weight on that foot, and his sprained ankle could heal up nicely at the same time as his broken toe mended. Pain level 1, very mild pain, fifth digit foot. Job done.